Divers are using underwater robots in waters off the coast of Sicily today. They're searching the wreckage of a luxury yacht that sank there 2 days ago. Authorities are investigating why it capsized and whether climate change may have played a role. At least 15 people survived, but 6 people, mostly British citizens, are still unaccounted for. NPR's Lauren Freyer reports from London.
It's 10 o'clock, our top story. Intensive searches continue around the sunken superyacht off the coast of Sicily.
The coverage of this tragedy involving tycoons has been breathless compared to other drownings in these same waters, mostly of undocumented people crossing the Mediterranean in rafts. But this was a more than 180-foot luxury superyacht, anchored just a few hundred yards offshore. Grainy black and white video from a marina nearby shows lightning and what scientists say looks like a waterspout, a tornado-like column that can whip up in seconds, exacerbated by unusually warm seawater. It was such a hot night, those on board may have slept with the hatches open, which would have let water in when they capsized in darkness.
Sconvolgimento fisico e psicologico delle loro vite.
They described the worst physical and psychological upheaval of their lives, says Domenico Cipolla, an Italian doctor who treated some of the survivors, including a mother and her one-year-old infant. Those on board were mostly British and wealthy, including the head of the investment bank Morgan Stanley International, and a mathematician and software mogul named Mike Lynch, who was acquitted of fraud charges in the U.S. earlier this summer.
I knew I had done nothing wrong, and it was very important to me.
That's Lynch in one of his last interviews with the BBC just after a jury found him innocent. This Mediterranean cruise was thought to have been a victory trip. His defense lawyer and family were with him. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.